And on quality of representation, right, when individuals contact an internet law firm, who are they talking to? It's probably not someone local. They probably won't speak to an attorney licensed in that state until later in the process. And they may not actually speak to the attorney who's going to represent them in court until sometime later in the process. Does this present potential issues? Well, the answer is obviously yes. Why? Because bankruptcy law is complicated, and each case has its own set of unique facts. And bankruptcy lawyers, and especially consumer lawyers who practice in Texas, right? You've got to know something about Texas foreclosure law, Texas eviction law, family law, for example. And sometimes these law firms are outsourcing representation to individual clients, to appearance counsel. How do judges really kind of get to know or what triggers increased inquiry from the courts? It's usually triggered, from what I see, based on, you know, issues related to the adequacy of the representation. So someone's not really representing their clients and it becomes a problem. Judge takes a closer look at what the problem is and then finds a host of issues that have been going on and finds that the lawyer or the internet law firm has been either not providing a high level of quality representation to their clients or has relegated or outsourced this representation to a local lawyer who's also not doing the best job as well. So recently, Judge Jernigan in the Northern District of Texas issued a decision that I want to highlight because it touches on the potential issues related to internet law firms and appearance counsel. And that case is In re Pearson. And for those of you that are interested, the case number is 20-30077. And she issued an order in September of 2020. And it was an order resolving matters set forth in a show cause order by requiring disgorgement of fees and prescribing certain limitations on the use of quote unquote appearance counsels by one of these internet law firms. So what triggered a show cause hearing? I'll give you a couple of highlights from what Judge Jernigan was describing. It appeared that the lawyer had accepted a $1,500 post-petition retainer without leave of court in violation of the standing order in the Northern District of Texas. It was a failure to amend petitions, schedules, SOFAs, and the creditor matrix, which she called were grossly incomplete and inaccurate. She noted that the plan was a quote-unquote nonsensical plan. Debtor didn't appear at the 341 meeting. And after a show cause hearing, Judge Jernigan made the following findings. Though counsel had filed 52 cases in the Northern District, this lawyer had never actually appeared in the Northern District of Texas or attended a 341 meeting. I would note that this lawyer from this internet law firm had a registered office in Dallas, but it's never there. Because the office is in Culver City, California. The law firm had filed a 2016 statement indicating, a Rule 2016 statement indicating that it had received the $1,500 post-petition payment and that he might use a local counsel at the 341 meeting. The lawyer argued, though, that he didn't believe he had delegated legal matters to an ill-informed attorney, but that's precisely what Judge Jernigan found. Just a little tidbit of advice. While awaiting the court's ruling on the show cause order, the internet law firm filed apparently 27 new cases between the time that Judge Jernigan had issued this ruling. Just a little hint, I probably wouldn't do that in the middle of a show cause order, start filing additional cases in front of many of which the judge would see. Might want to file something, just kind of clearing the air, especially in light of a show cause order. Just a little free hint. but Judge Jernigan found that the court's regular loose use of appearance counsel was improper and signified a conscious disregard of his clients. And so she found that the lawyer had violated the Texas disciplinary rules of professional conduct. And I want to highlight which ones they were. 1.01B, 1 and 2, and 104. The court ordered the disgorgement of fees and post-petition retainer and barred this lawyer from using appearance attorneys as a routine matter in the Northern District of Texas. Judge Jones also took up the issue of appearance counsel in a case in which there were, I would say, many of the same kind of red flags that were going on in the case. But in this case, there wasn't really, instead of kind of pure appearance counsel, this internet law firm had another lawyer appearing in the case. And but that other lawyer was, quote unquote, a member of the firm. And so maybe there wasn't a heightened requirement to disclose the sharing of compensation. It's kind of a way of to getting around the disclosure requirements under bankruptcy rule 2016, which provides that, you know, if you're going to share compensation with another law firm, you've got to disclose that, but you normally don't have to disclose compensation within the law firm. So Judge Jones really kind of took a deep dive, and I want to highlight the case because it took a deep dive into kind of what it really means to